AgBioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Scott Beck has a really great quote of what happens inside the company shows up outside of the company. And it really speaks to the culture is what drives the experience that our customers have.
Welcome to AgBioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to AgBioscience. Culture, company culture, is often referred to in boardrooms and in business books, but it's hard to define, and it's even harder to evolve. Today's guest has built an entire career shaping company culture, and now, for the last decade and a half, she's built company culture at the nation's largest independent retail seed brand. She joins us now. Welcome, Bethany Grimmel, Director of Brand Experience and Culture at Beck's Hybrids. Bethany, welcome.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
It is fantastic to have you here. Company culture is something that so many talk about, referred to, in many cases as a differentiator, but it's almost everything and nothing. We have to hear from you before we get into all the details. What is company culture? And more importantly, how do you integrate it into operations?
Sometimes it's easier to talk about what it's not.
Yes.
And it is not marketing or branding or words. Culture is really just a series of behaviors by a group of individuals that create an environment. And it's invisible to some degree. You know, we talk a lot at Beck's that behind those behaviors is an impetus that really generates that behavior from an individual. And we're a pretty God-fearing, faith-based organization. And so we believe that the condition of our hearts really drive our behaviors. And so it starts there with individuals, and then those behaviors create the culture.
It's difficult, I think, to build culture, to influence culture, to shape culture. I think oftentimes it becomes a plaque in the hallway that people talk about, or they put branding around it. I mean, you sit in a really interesting position. You are brand experience and culture, which go together and don't. Talk about how you separate brand and culture, and then how do you bring them back together?
You cannot have one without the other. If you are very intentional about your culture will drive the brand that your customers or prospects or community members experience with the company. And so we spend a lot of time, we're very intentional about fostering the culture. It's a living organism, and so it needs nourished and fed and taken care of. And we spend quite a bit of time doing that.
How do you do it?
So we have a really incredible team who is very passionate about the things that we do at Beck's. And one part of that is our education team. So we have an entire group that before you even step into Beck's for your first day of work, you are met by this education team. And we start that process of kind of integrating you into the culture at that point. So you'll join Beck's and you will be here for the first week or 2 weeks. You go through a pretty intensive onboarding class. And the intention behind that is really to just integrate a new person into the culture. I think a lot of this culture creation starts even before that point. We know that any person that we add to the organization is either additive to that culture or they may take away from it. And so that hiring process is critical to us continuing to build a culture that we want to have at Beck's. Most of our interviews are multiple interviews with several different people throughout the company. We have some cross-functional interviews where the people that are in your interview may not be your manager or even the team that you're working with, but it's a group of people who are passionate about hiring great talent that matches and aligns with who we are as a company. And you usually have 2, 3, or sometimes even 4 of those interviews before you're given the opportunity to join the company.
I think it's so important when you look at not just getting it right up front, but then how do you continue to layer that on over time? One of my favorite stories, and I don't know if this is true or not, but one of my favorite stories is new employees come to Bethany's house. I mean, you are an organization now of roughly 1,000 across the country. And part of it is this connectivity. You talk about being, you know, connected in the heart almost of this culture that you're building. Talk about some of the ways, real tactical things that you're doing from that first time when you're serving them breakfast to your house. We got to hear more about that. And then how do you feed that over time and to your point of a living organism earlier?
You have shared with me before that culture is not words. We agree with that. It is behaviors. And so if you desire to have a very service-oriented, selfless organization, you have to model those behaviors. And so I mentioned our onboarding program. Day 3, which is Wednesday of most folks' onboarding, that morning we have a team of employees who have been a part of BEX for a pretty long period of time. We host breakfast. And so it was 4 years ago we started. We've had just a little over 1,000 people come through this breakfast, either existing employees that have hosted it or new employees. And so we rotate both groups, and the intention is to just connect people. So the foundation of BEX is really based on honoring God, helping others, and then our attitudes and actions. And this foundation, we work through relationships to continue to build this foundation. And through that breakfast, we open our home and we welcome, you know, anywhere between 8 and 30. We've had close to 50 at one point in time as we've onboarded larger groups, but we welcome guests into our house. There's a group. My husband is a really big part of making this breakfast happen. So we have 2 young kids and we are getting them ready and kind of tossing them out the door to catch the school bus right before the group comes in. And my husband is helping to make breakfast and pull things together, along with a few other employees. And we spend, it'll be a 3 or 4 hour breakfast. And we spend that time just really getting to know each other, talking through the culture of BEX and connecting. And it's a really incredible time. We would love to have you join us sometime to experience it.
Maybe I can make some pancakes.
There you go.
That could be my contribution.
You're hired. Yep.
It's terrific. You know, Bethany, as you look at those experiences, I mean, they're so memorable. I mean, they're memorable to the point that I've never seen them and I've heard about them. I think that sends a giant signal. How do you carry that through? Great to start strong. Great to bring focus on the culture, day one, onboarding, new employee orientation, all those things. But that 3-year, 5-year, 10-year employee, how do you keep pouring into them to fuel that fire?
We finished a 3-day retreat with 23 of our leaders in the organization who are all responsible for very important departments in the company. And one of the overarching messages that came through those 3 days is that our culture is based on loving and caring for our people. And, you know, when you have just over 1,000 full-time employees, and then we have a dealer network that is also right around 1,000, and that dealer network, they're not full-time employees, but they are very important to our business. And so we have about 2,000 people that we are nurturing and caring for. And when you have that large of a group, you've got to have microcosms of different teams and leaders who are just as passionate about this culture. That's the most inspiring part of when you look at BEX. There are almost 1,000 full-time people who say, I own this culture. And for this culture to carry on, it's up to me to make it happen. And so those leaders have to care just as much about their team as the BEX family does about this organization in order to continue to create these culture moments of where we're loving and caring for our people. We know that when we do that well, that flows outside of this company and it reaches the customer. And people want to pay it forward and provide those same experiences to the customer. Scott Beck has a really great quote of what happens inside the company shows up outside of the company. And it really speaks to the culture is what drives the experience that our customers have.
As you look at how the company has expanded and how it's grown over the last 3-4 decades, it's extraordinary. And you think about scaling that culture and being able to create these brand ambassadors from Ohio to Nebraska. I mean, it just becomes this challenge. One of the things that I've heard along the journey is, as you scale companies, you scale organizations, you can't create culture, you have to catch it. And I think it's so powerful when you think about scaling organizations. I mean, there are people in Nebraska that don't see Scott Beck or Sonny Beck every day, don't see Bethany Grimmel every day, but they are Becks. They are Becks to their customer and to the community. How do you think about that? How do you think about empowering those folks and creating this culture that people catch, not you create?
So when I hear you share that quote, I think of the word control. And we cannot stand up and just kind of write a recipe. And if you follow steps 1 through 10, you'll have the perfect end product. because it's not like that. We all know that working with human beings, you know, we're difficult. And so we are not a calculated person where you input X and you get Y. So I subscribe to that quote. I don't think you can control the culture. The thing you can control is who you bring into that culture and then how you nurture that culture. I mentioned earlier about, you know, the condition of our hearts really drives our behaviors. And our education team spends a lot of time focusing on, let's talk about the condition of your heart. And the last 3 days, this leadership group that was together, we spent quite a bit of time thinking through, you know, where are you as a leader? And then how are you impacting the team around you and the people around you? And we know that we have to nurture that in order to continue to have this culture, because it's not a prescription that can be easily followed.
Nurturing and evolution, it's part of culture. We'll explore how to do that. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Bethany Grimmel, Director of Brand Experience and Culture at Bex Hybrids. Bethany, we have talked a lot about this evolution of company culture and that it is something that you have to really catch and inspire employees, inspire partners, board members to be a part of. It's such a powerful message, but it's so hard to do. Undoubtedly, you have had experiences that have gone well, and you've had experiences that maybe could use improvement. What are some of the lessons you've learned as the company has scaled, as you've had experiences other places outside of Bex? What are some of the things that you feel like those that are listening that are really deep into, I want to create a great culture, what can they go do?
We are a very driven organization and growth oriented. That is part of just the air that we breathe, is you've got to continue to drive and grow and succeed. And so because of that, it can be easy to maybe do that very quickly and sometimes even too fast. When we have been in that accelerated growth mode, what we've learned is that you really have to hire the right people before you can just grow. The people create the culture. And so when you add people to your team, you are adding to that culture. And we have been so blessed. We've been able to attract people who crave what our culture represents, and they want to continue to create that in their corner of Bex. And so the biggest thing I would share is, you know, you've got to be additive with your culture by every new person that you bring into that environment. And you know, I heard one time that a great CEO says the same thing over and over again. And you know, we think we hear the same thing over and over again when we're repeating messages, but we are human and we forget things and we have a short-term memory. And so we have to hear the same thing over and over again. And so just repeating what you're passionate about, what you're trying to accomplish, repeating that over and over again and making sure you're acting those words out. Because we recognize when things don't match, when our behaviors and our words don't align, people recognize that and it's felt, and usually not something that's going to last for very long.
What I have seen really interesting at Bex is your ability to have that powerful company culture, to have the ability for leaders to lead, but you do it in a very non-hierarchical way, right? I mean, you are not necessarily the HR leader. You are director of culture. And I think even thinking about, we've talked that company culture is not brand. I would also argue it's not HR. How have you navigated this? And how do you think, what's in the remit of the company cultures are, and what's the responsibility of everyone else?
I talked about the breakfast earlier, and the closing message in that breakfast is, you are the culture. And the reason that's so important is because one person can't do it. You know, the Beck family, our culture is a reflection of the Beck family. This company started almost 90 years ago, and it's the culture was really the values of the Beck family that got displayed and lived out. And so we have grown well beyond that now. And so what I think is really important is that everyone feels like they own this piece of the culture and that they're responsible for making it happen. It is not my job, even though it is in my job title, it is not my job to make this culture come to life and exist everywhere. And it's not the Beck family's job. It's just not possible to do that.
There are often artifacts along the journey that you can point to and say, that was a really good investment. And we're going to continue to scale that back to your messaging point of make sure you're saying similar things over and over again so it resonates with people. Any artifacts you can point to as you've scaled the business from really a state business to a regional business to a national business, any artifacts that others could say, yeah, I can take that and put it into my system?
We could talk about this for hours because there are several. And it's one of the most kind of inspiring parts about watching the company is that over 90 years, all of these little things have continued to kind of add up to this really special environment. We have a lunchroom, a cafeteria downstairs. I know that you've been there before, that we provide a free lunch to all employees. And the original intention behind it was, you think about any family farm, you usually go into the farmhouse for lunch and you all eat together around the kitchen table. You know, knees are under the table and you're having conversation and it's your break in the day. And many, many years ago, that started. And it was a free lunch and you sat around the kitchen table and, you know, you sat together. And so that still exists today, but it's representative of, we're here to serve. We're wanting to create a family farm environment. We do a lot for both employees and our customers. We take trips, and you as a customer can earn the trip through your purchasing of seed. And during those trips, the intention behind that, it's certainly a reward trip, but we foster relationships during that time. We get away from the farm and we spend time together. We do the same thing for employees. So every 5 years, the Beck family has gifted a trip to you and a guest for your 5-year increment. And so we have 5-year tenured employees and 35-year tenured employees and everyone in between together from all departments, all locations, and we're together. We're together for those 6 days in a location that's not work. And we're just spending time connecting with the guest that you brought, which in many cases is a spouse, and then each other as employees. So that is a representative of our desire to have really solid relationships. And it's something that we've done for a very long time that the Beck family has gifted both customers and employees. So when you walk into Beck's up in Atlanta, Indiana, you will see a cross on one of the pillars as you walk into the main office there. But there's a lot of other ways that our faith is demonstrated. It's simple things like there's trust that is given first and foremost. You know, our replant policy for a customer is a great example of that. There's really not a lot of evidence that that customer has to provide in order to be granted that 100% free replant. There's a lot of trust that's built into that. And we believe that when you give that trust, what you get in return is tenfold. It's usually loyalty and trust back and a long enduring relationship. So I could go on and on about several artifacts that have just built up over time. And, you know, it's a lot of the leaders that the Beck family has hired. I kind of joke and say, if you look really closely at the walls of Atlanta, you will see some DNA, blood, sweat, and tears from some of these key leaders that have been devoted and dedicated to this business for a long time and have really poured a lot of these artifacts into the business.
It's so fascinating as you describe it. Words just pop out. Trust. Relationship. I mean, you begin to think through, okay, what do I go do as a leader? Whether I'm in a animal health business, whether I'm in a plant science business, an ag tech business, I'm a farmer, I'm a food company, whatever it is, there's simple things. The idea of instilling trust and building relationships, all things that I think innately as human beings we know, but somehow, some way in business, those don't often make the same threshold that an income statement balance sheet would.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty powerful observation. And I'll kind of reference this time where we were together over the last 3 days. the conversations, we had hours and hours of conversation, and very few of those minutes were spent on the financials and the business decisions, the X's and O's. It was really spent on how do we continue to build relationships and create an environment where we are honoring our customer and we are helping farmers be successful. And that's because that's our number one priority. And so that's where we spend the most time. And don't get me wrong, the financials are also really important for a large and growing business. You've got to make sure that you're making decisions that don't cause harm or damage there, but that's not the number one priority. There are so many times I look at the decisions that we've made in our business and I think financially it doesn't make sense. But for the person across the table or for the group of people that we're trying to serve, it's the right thing to do. And then you just have to trust that that's going to work out the right way for the business side of things. And it oftentimes does.
And there's no better at that than Sonny Beck.
That's right. That's right. You know, he often says, if you do the right thing, things will probably work out for you. But if you do the right thing and they don't, you still did the right thing. And so it's as simple as that and as complex.
Talking with Bethany Grimwald, Director of Brand Experience and Culture at Bex Hybrids. Bethany, time for one more question. And I love everything we've talked about, powerful, clear calls to action. I want to isolate it to one. What's the one thing, whether you are a CEO, whether you're a division leader, whether you're a brand new college graduate jumping into the workforce, what's the one thing that someone watching, listening can do to go accelerate culture?
It's hard to narrow it down to just one thing. So, you know, behaviors is the word that comes to my mind. And those behaviors start first and foremost with you as an individual. And so making sure your behaviors are reflecting the culture you want to create, and then hiring people who care about those same things and will emulate those same behaviors. And then it's a cascading effect. And that's where the real power comes from. There are so many things that happen inside Bex that we don't even know about. And it's because the people have the right heart and are wanting to do the right things in every little corner of the company.
I love it so much. She's Bethany Grimmel, Director of Brand Experience and Culture at Bex Hybrids. Bethany, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, you can always get the latest news online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for watching and listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.